بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is an ashar by our Dara Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi. The title is Bagh Rabik or Bagh Rab Ki Gali. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
هی بری گلی بر گئی بے کلی، اے سخی میں چلی میری توبہ بلی، ہے بری یہ گلی بر گئی بے کلی، اے سخی میں چلی میری توبہ بلی، تو ہے گو من چلی مد کا کلبلی، سن رہے دل جلی باغ رب کی گلی، تو ہے گو من چلی مد کا کلبلی، سن رہے دل جلی باغ رب کی گلی، پھول مرجا گئے چندنی گل، پھول مرجا گئے چندنی دل گئی، اپنے انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کلی، پھول مرجا گئے چندنی دل گئی، اپنے انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کلی، بے نشاں بے نشاں ہو گئے ہر نشاں، قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی، بے نشاں بے نشاں ہو گئے ہر نشاں، قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی، رسبری آنکھ تی زلف کالی ملی، ہاں بلا بھی مگر اس سے کالی ملی، رسبری آنکھ تی زلف کالی ملی، ہاں بلا بھی مگر اس سے کالی ملی، میرے دنیا فانی میں ہر سو ملی، بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی، میرے دنیا فانی میں ہر سو ملی، بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی، میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں شے کیا ملی، کوئی مجنوں ملا کوئی لیلہ ملی، میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں شے کیا ملی، کوئی مجنوں ملا کوئی لیلہ ملی، ہاں مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے جن سے اختر مجھے راہ مولا ملی، ہاں مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے جن سے اختر مجھے راہ مولا ملی، بے نشاں بے نشاں ہو گیا ہر نشاں، قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی، رسبری آنکھ تی زلف کالی ملی، ہا بلا بھی مگر اس سے کالی ملی۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد، دس بیوٹیفل بیان آف آور آنریبل الاسٹس دادا شیخ حاری باللہ رومی وقت شیخ زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، حضرت از ایکسپلیننگ اینڈ شوئنگ اس اے پریکٹیکل ایگزامپل آف لائف۔ دا ٹو مے بی ینگ سسٹرز اور ینگ فرینڈز، دا ون از جسٹ انکلائنڈ ٹوارڈز دا آرٹیفیشیل پلیجرز آف دس ورلڈ and think that that is enjoyment and that is real life, and the other sister who's got reality by being in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realizing what is the real enjoyment of life, to be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a true friendship or a true brotherhood. That is, the one sister is telling the other sister that where you running to all these artificial entertainments, as Allah Ta'ala has mentioned very clearly, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. That this world is just a box of deception. Today you think you'll go for this party, you'll go to this friend's here, you'll go to that resort, and you're enjoying life. That is all just deception. And as Hazrat explains, as your life goes, if you only realize how you're wasting your youth, and Allahu Akbar, as our Shaykh explains so beautifully, that Allah Ta'ala appreciates really the youth, the prime age of a person. When you're now in your prime age, and that's the time when you realize that Allah has given me this life, not to waste it in all artificial enjoyments, going for fishing, going to the gym, going to this resort, that resort, rather get connected to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize what is life all about. And like, then we'll understand the incidents of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they used to stand on their toes to go out in jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately today myself, all of us caught up in this so-called Western world of all bombardment of advertisement and etc. So we think that is enjoyment of life. There is no real enjoyment in there in any way whatsoever. So the sister is telling the other sister that where are you running to all these, what your friends going to all wrong places? Baag Rab ki gali, run towards the alley of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fafirru ila Allah. Change your direction and then you'll see what life is all about. Then you will see what entertainment and enjoyment is all about. When you come in the company of the spiritual doctors and your spiritual taste buds start coming right, then you'll realize what is the enjoyment of zikr of Allah, the enjoyment of tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem, etc. So the one sister is telling the other sister, or the one friend telling the other friend, hey buri, hey gali, bar gai be kali, that it's bad, this alleyway you going to all the parties, entertainment, and every day some different the movie you are watching, etc. That dear, don't you see your depression have increased, and you are agitated more. You don't have a pleasant life, you are not at ease, but you think you're enjoying life. So can't you see your uneasiness have grown more? And this is the condition of our youngsters, our young girls, etc. Sadly, want to drive, go to this place, go to that place, but they are so uneasy in their minds, in their hearts, they're not at ease for a moment. They're very edgy, uneasiness. So her sister is telling her that where are you going to this terrible gullies? Come out of that place. Eh sakhi, meh chali, meri toba bali. She say, oh my sister, that you don't understand. If you don't want to listen, me I'm turning my direction towards Allah. And I have realized that gully It's a filthy gully. It's a gully that will put you into depression. Rather, I will make tawbah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how enjoyable that tawbah is, that I will regret. Why did I go with those friends? And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, if we don't realize in this world, then it shouldn't be that Allah ta'ala save us. We leave the world without regret, that is without tawbah. Then Allah ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمَ اتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. That day of Qiyamah, when a person will be chewing his hand and literally biting his fingers, what did I do with my life? Someone tell the wrist, someone tell the elbow, someone right tell the armpit. We are literally biting our fingers and in deep regret, but that will be too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is too late when Jahannam comes in front of you and now you want to take stock of your life, it will be too late. And then you will say, why didn't I follow the path of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My sister was encouraging me, my other friends were encouraging me, all the pious servants were telling me, but I didn't take heed. Why did I make those people my friends? I should have listened and opened my ears. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq to understand and realize that we beg Allah Ta'ala to open the ears of our hearts, the eyes of our hearts, and we can see clearly the deception of this world. So she tells her sister further, "Tu hai manchali, madhika khalwali," that you are so to say, you are not interested. And as Allah Ta'ala says, sadly, وَمَنْ عَرَضًا ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ذَنْكَ. That person who is reminded about the year after, reminded about the commands of Allah Ta'ala, فَعَرَضًا, and you turn a deaf ear, a blind eye towards it. In other words, you're not interested. You say, you don't know what is life all about. You don't know what is following sports. And today, sadly, as our Hazrat had explained, sports hasn't just become a religion, it has become a god today. And young girls, young boys, all following sportsmen, etc. So her friend, her sister is telling her that you're not concerned, I'm telling you something. Don't show your bravery that you're enjoying life. There's no bravery in that life. That life is going to lead you to destruction. So realize what I am telling you, take heed. And fortunate are those youngsters, those young girls, boys, who take heed. And today we see, mashallah, young boys, girls, coming for majlis, etc., realizing. And if we just explain to our friends, then we'll realize. So you tell your friend that don't show that you're not interested, because your life, فَإِنَّ لَوْ مَعِيشَةً ذَنْكَ, you'll see it will become a very, very straitened and a very difficult life. Your friends will be with you while you got some money, while you got a car, etc. Let all that perish in few minutes and nobody will want to be with you. You think you are enjoying your life, but when you start crying, you'll cry alone. So take heed. Sunri e dil jali, baag rab ki gali. She's telling her sister what great pain in the heart. She says, listen to me. My heart is paining that I'm seeing you going with no parda and no, you just out of the home and going with the wrong friends, the wrong company, and you're going to this coffee shop, and then you're now at that resort, and at night you want to be in the clubs, etc. What's wrong with you? Run towards the alley of Allah Ta'ala, then see what enjoyment you'll get. Then you'll see you won't even want to go near that gym. You won't want to take your morning and evening walks, etc. How sad it is. And to put on an Islamic show, we see Muslim women, girls want to walk with parda and go for their walks. No, do little housework. Just clean the house, sweep the house, and that is enough for us. And then perform our salah properly. Then see what do they need to be out of the house. Allah has made them queens. But when a person doesn't realize, and you get involved in the wrong friends, then it is very hard. You just don't understand. And Allah Ta'ala, our Shaykh, teaches us so beautifully that because of this wrong company and you do the wrong things, then you become like mesmerized, like jadu has been done upon you. And then you blaming somebody else that somebody did jadu. You doing the wrong things yourself,
letting your locks being shown to all the boys, etc., walking out in the street with makeup, and then you get caught up in all shaitan's traps, and now you see you in a difficult state of life, and you say, no, nobody wants to listen to me. You didn't want to listen, and it's that when the person doesn't listen, then kalla bal rana ala kulubi. That heart becomes rusted. You can tell that person 100 times, this is not the right company, but they will not listen. So her sister is telling her that what a burning heart I'm telling you, please run towards the area of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just look at the reality of life. Other young girls with you, like you, that were young before, look at what has happened to them. Phool murjai gai, chandni dal gai, that they thought they were young dolls. They thought they were beautiful roses. But where's all those roses? All perished. All, nobody wants to look at them anymore. Nobody, those boys that were, so to say, entertaining you, they don't want to look at you. Because now all your beauty, and forget, don't think in your old age. In this world already, Allah Ta'ala sends lessons. And one accident, Allah Ta'ala save us. And if you don't take heed, see how your whole features will change. See how your whole condition will change. And that you thought you were a beautiful blooming flower. Now you don't look like a thorn also. And nobody wants to look at you. And you thought you were enjoying the night life also. But Hazrat says, look at the moonlight. That is also gone now. Where is all that entertainment? Don't fool yourself. And sadly today we hear of incidents how young girls going out of the homes with their abayas, and then when they landing up in the wrong places, how they are dressed in a terrible state, and parents don't even realize. So we should be taking care of ourselves, and it is the duty of the parents to be guiding their children and keeping a track upon them. Hazrat says that all the time an intelligent person, he realizes, وَالْعَقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. What is the end result? Now I think I'm young, I got vigor, vitality. I'll change my life soon. There's no soon, we don't know. Allahu Akbar. Kal to kya? Ek pal ka khabar bhi nahi. A poet says, so what you think tomorrow? You don't know whether you're going to get the next wink. And we see today, boys, young girls also, going to the gym, that they think they'll be healthy. But their janazas are coming out from there. Janazas are coming out from the brothels, etc. So Allah Ta'ala open my eyes, all our eyes, to realize what a beautiful bayan and what a beautiful pain of the heart. And this shows that if you got love for your friends, your sisters, then this is what you will be encouraging them towards. That come out of those wrong places, come towards the right, the gali of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali. That your end result, every bud has shown you that roses were looking so beautiful. You even took it home and you put it in a jar on your dressing table with water. But how long did it stay fresh? Those petals all dried up. That beautiful fragrance of that rose, not even few days, that fragrance is also gone. Exactly that is what your youth is all about. Our Dada Shaykh so beautifully in another poem says that think of your end result. That the kalta naksha jawanika, aaj ye lakab nana nanika. That yesterday you had a beautiful feature of a young handsome lad, a young pretty girl, and you thought, no, I'm going to enjoy my life. But look at what you have landed up to. Now you are nana, you are nani, you are daddy and a dada. And before that also, today we see youngsters, young boys, sitting on a chair and reading namaz. Why? I've got one twin's nerve. I've got this, but still we don't listen. Allah Ta'ala save us all. The sport that has made us mad, people we see, they got walking with crutches. What happened? No football. And just how shaitan has made us so stupid. So just one sister is telling the other sister, don't you also become like a mad person. All this artificial beauty and all that, real beauty is when you put your head in sajda in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat and see that nur of iman that will come on your face and in your will come out from your heart. Then your friends will envy you. The world will envy you. So run towards Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Father says, Be Nisha, Ho Gai Har Nisha. That look how dear people thought that we were splendorous and we had some position and all the people, we were attractive. Where has all that attraction gone to? It is totally lost. There's no, where's your youth gone to? Where's all your strength gone to? All your artificial beauty that you thought you very beautiful and putting up makeup, just take 2 laxative and see what is the result of your beauty. That beauty is just artificial. Real beauty is the ruh. When the ruh is got the love of Allah Ta'ala and that noor of Allah, then see that the noor will come onto your body. And that is a real enjoyment and real. So Hazrat says, all this you will see, the luster doesn't last forever. It's just temporary, it's artificial. So don't live in an artificial world. Don't live in a dream world. That this is my dream car, dream house, our dream. We have to go tilka darul akhirah. That is our home. What Allah Ta'ala has got for us there. Wa fiha ma tashtahil anfus. All the entertainment, enjoyment, and real pleasure Allah has got for us in Jannah. So the 2 days of your life, why are you throwing it away? Why are you buying, are you selling a rose, your beauty, you're selling a rose and you're taking a thorn, and you're just finishing your dunya up, and before you know, now you hear, you met up in an accident, and your janaza is going, now you hear, this sportsman is your idol, and you're dying in that condition, thinking of that idol of yours. No, realize your reality. That is where Allah Ta'ala has kept all our enjoyment. And the real enjoyment which you will get in this world already, just come onto the path of Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Get that connection with Allah and then you'll see how nobody will have to wake you up for Fajr, the Tahajjud time you'll be up. You'll be looking forward to Ramadan Sharif, that now I must go spend time in my Shaykh's company, in the Khanka, and learn this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, if you don't realize, then look at the end result, and go and see in the Qabristans today, Qabar mein khaak chani, magar kya mili? That, well, what did you get from all this entertainment? That you went into the Qabar, this body that was made from sand and water, it pulled you towards the entertainment of this world, it's gone back into the sand. And what did you get? Now regret in the Qabar, as our Shaykh Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that here a person has to sit in quarantine, 7 days, 10 days, he's restless. In the Qabar, when we're in quarantine, what's going to be the condition? And not only quarantine alone, if there's scorpions there, if there's snakes, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So actually when we are going to these parties and these clubs and all this jump, we are actually going into the dens of the scorpions and the snakes and we don't realize. So Hazrat says, realize this reality. Rasbari aanti zulf kali mili. You thought that you had very shiny eyes and you thought that you had beautiful locks, etc. Don't even want to cover it with a scarf. Forget wearing a burqa. And you want to walk in the street like that. Hazrat says, Ha bala bhi magar usse kali mili. That you thought it was very beautiful, but when you went into the grave, what was the result of that? Your eyes, all the splendor of your eyes became dry. Your hair also fell off. No reality of your beauty in any way. And forget the qabr in this world already. We see how people get involved in the wrong company, and then meet up in accidents, etc. And young girls, how they look. Young boys, how they look. So Hazrat is teaching us and reminding us. And so beautifully Hazrat says, Mir, dunya e fani mein har su mili. That, sir, and dressing most probably means up to make us realize that in this artificial world, this temporary world that looks enjoyment every side if you look, whoever was running for enjoyment in this temporary world, what did they get? They just got depression, they just got they felt uneasy and they did not progress in life. And this is the same condition if we run into the universities, we run into that looking for all and looking for enjoyment in life. And progress in life, it doesn't lie there. Mother says, Bekali. Today you hear young boys, young girls want to commit suicide. Just in depression, uneasy. So if that life was giving you enjoyment, Why are you thinking of committing suicide, etc.? So there's no enjoyment whatsoever. Just open the eyes of your heart. Take heed and see. Main batau ke dunya mein shay kya mili? Can I tell you? What did you get in this world? What enjoyment did you get in this world? Can I really tell you? Koi majnu mila, koi leila mila. Somebody like a mad boy running behind one mad girl and think that they are enjoying themselves. One minute he's sending this girl a message and telling her that I'm overtaken with you. The next minute he's sending another girl a message. And same thing with this girl, looking at that boy and that boy. You became totally mad. You lost your senses. You didn't realize who you are. You the ummati of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In which home you come from, or respectable home, but you lost all this reality, all your izzat, your honor. And sadly today we are even losing our deen. And we say, I'm not a Muslim as it is, just an ordinary thing. No, look at our end result. Haag magar ehle dil aise khush bakht hai, jisse akhtar mujhe rai maula mili. Hazrat says, yes, if you want to really become a person that is mad, become mad in love with the friends of Allah Ta'ala. That these were such people, that they are people of their hearts. Their hearts were really golden hearts. And they were such honorable and great personalities. That Hazrat says that me sitting in the company of my predecessors, my great mashayikh, that they taught me the road to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that road is so enjoyable in this world already. What can be said when we leave the world? And the real enjoyment of Jannat is the majlis of Allah Ta'ala. Allah grant us all reality.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Reading on the virtues of fasting from the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin. During the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fasting person experiences two occasions of delight. At the time of iftar, and at the time when you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Note, during the month of Ramadan, an additional ibadat, namely Taraweeh Salah, has also been decreed. The performance of Taraweeh is Sunnatul Mu'akkada, which is an act, the performance of which is obligatory, although it may be omitted for a valid shari'i reason. One who is neglectful of Sunnatul Mu'akkada is guilty of sin, and is termed in the sharia a fasiq. Taraweeh reduces sleep to some extent. Sleep is an act highly pleasing and loved by the nafs. Hence, by means of Taraweeh Salah, one strives against the nafs, and in so doing, the nafs is disciplined. This act of Taraweeh is an act which is greatly efficient in the spiritual training of the nafs. During the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has united two great and highly beneficial spiritual exercises in the form of Salah, a Taraweeh Salah, and fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala has ordained fasting in Ramadan compulsory, and I have decreed by the command of Allah wakefulness at night. As a sunnah. Whoever in the state of iman and the belief of thawab fasts in Ramadan and stays awake at night, that is for Taraweeh, emerges from sin, purified as the day when his mother gave birth to him. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting and the Qur'an will intercede on behalf of the one on the day of Qiyamah. The fast will proclaim, O Allah, I prevented him from eating and carnal desire. Therefore, for my sake, accept him my intercession on his behalf. And the Qur'an Kareem will proclaim, I prevented him from sleep. Therefore, accept my intercession on his behalf. The intercession of both will be accepted. So this Qur'an Sharif and the greatest form of Qur'an Sharif is Taraweeh in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq also that the Taraweeh Salah is not just read haphazardly, just to finish. It's a very great ibadat. And like how we have to look after our fasting, we have to look after the Taraweeh ibadat and do it in a correct way. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the doors of the heavens are opened up on the first night of Ramadan. Not a single door among the doors of heaven is then closed until the last night of Ramadan. For every Salah performed, this refers to Taraweeh Salah, during the night of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala records 1,500 good deeds for every sajda of that salah. And for the fasting person, Allah Ta'ala creates in Jannah a mansion of red yaqut, a precious stone in Jannah. This mansion will have 7,000 entrances. So huge will be these entrances, that in each entrance will be located a palace of gold, adorned with red yakut. When the Muslim fasts the first day of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala forgives all his sins committed from the first of the previous Ramadan. Daily, that is during Ramadan, from the time of Fajr Salah until sunset, 70,000 angels supplicate for his forgiveness. In return for every sajda which he makes of any salah, whether during the day or night, he will obtain such a wonderful tree so huge that the horseman will take 500 years to pass under his shade. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu narrated that during the last Jumu'ah on the month of Shaaban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited a khutbah in which he said, O people, an auspicious month has dawned over you. In that month is a night which is superior to 1,000 months. Allah Ta'ala has made compulsory fasting in this month and has decreed wakefulness at night, that is Taraweeh Salah, it is Sunnah. A nafal act rendered in this month for attaining proximity to Allah Ta'ala is equal to a faraz act rendered in other months. A faraz act rendered in this month is equal to 70 faraz acts of other months. Whoever gives to a fasting person something for iftar, his sins will be forgiven and he will be saved from Jahannam. He obtains as much thawab as the fasting person to whom he had given something for iftar, while the thawab of the person is not reduced in any way. The people ask, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of us are not by the means to give something for the iftar of another. They were at that time under the impression that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to a full meal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this thawab is even for the man who gives another a date, a drink of water or milk for iftar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وقال تبارك وتعالى اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. As we are all aware that the great, great month of Ramadan is right at our doorstep. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much importance to it that he gave a sermon, a bayan before the beginning of Ramadan to draw the attention of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum who were in a state of consciousness all the time. But those who were awake, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made them more awake. So we also should try, every one of us, in our families, our friends, to try and make everyone conscious of the month of Ramadan. This month is here, and in any case it's going to pass. One great deception of shaitan, that before Ramadan, how are we going to manage the rozas? If it's summer months, long, long rozas, how are we going to manage? Winter months, we have to get up for sehri, it's cold at night. All the dhoka of shaitan. And 30 rozas we have to keep. And then the days pass, and then everyone says at the, towards the end, as the days go, how fast Ramzan went. And at first, this whole fear was, shaitan put it in front of us, how will we manage, how are we going to do our taraweeh, and then whether we did not do what we had to do, then we say the month is gone already. And before we know, the month is gone. So may Allah Ta'ala let us really appreciate this month. There are, as people have analyzed and said, there are those people who don't know the month of Ramadan is coming also. And that is also our duty to try and get to such people, make them aware. And Alhamdulillah, jamaats that move around, they are making this effort. And how many places where people were totally unconscious that it's even the month of Ramadan, they made them realize, and what great people those became afterwards. Allah chose them and they became big, big awliya themselves. And then there are those people who know it's the month of Ramadan, but still it makes no difference. We are still not keeping rosas. We make perhaps our some excuses, ulcers, I'm a diabetic, or whatever else, we make some excuses, and we don't appreciate the month. Taraweeh, we are not there. And also with regard to Taraweeh, for us, and we should try and encourage others also, we should not look for the earliest Taraweeh, and not look for the fastest Taraweeh, but look where Taraweeh is made reasonably properly. Ruku, sajda is done, the qiraat, tilawat is done properly, that at least for itminan, we get the Taraweeh, we should think of it in this way, not as a burden and I just have to get over with it. Many of us, our namazes also, many masjids also, awwal waqt, it's as though we just like it's a burden. Just let us get done. Alhamdulillah, we realize it's a farad, I have to do it, but we just want to like get over with it. As soon as possible, just read it and it's finished. And then I can get busy with whatever I want to do after that. Whether it's on the phone, whether it's on whatever else, then we want to get busy. No, as we should try and wait. We see the practice right in the Haramain Sharifain also. Usually they give a 1.5 hour break during the year between Maghrib and Isha. But in Ramadan about a 2 hour break. Like wait for it. And then again the Taraweeh also is read so nicely. May Allah bring those days back where the full 20 rakats are made and with itminan they are made. We look at all the other things there, but the good things which are happening, that we don't take a lesson. And we find with our Buzurgani Deen also, that they should Taraweeh also a bit late, and then spend enough time in Taraweeh. The main ibadat, our own nafal ibadat, Allah give us all tawfiq. But the main Taraweeh is the roza in the day, the Taraweeh at night. So let us try and make this Taraweeh, not just like a burden and we just want to rush through it. And many places where, that also we should consider, mashallah, many places they are making Taraweeh at various venues. And it's very good. But after all, the sawab of the masjid is the sawab of the masjid. The Taraweeh in the masjid, that sawab cannot be gained out of the masjid. Taraweeh is made, it is very good, but the additional sawab, and when we making on our own also, it shouldn't be just like rushing through it. Usually the masjid, even till today, has got that awe on us, that reasonably, like we make our namaz on our own, that namaz and compared to the namaz with jamaat, a world of difference between the two namazes. No matter how much we try and in fact that buzurg who missed his jamaat namaz and then repeated his namaz 25 or 27 times, that namaz with jamaat is 25, 27 times more virtuous. But then he saw a dream and that the ameen of the malaika, where are you going to get that? So there, yeah, also the namaz of the masjid has got great value. Taraweeh also, no problem we making at our venues and that, but let us not rush it there also. And let us not just try and get finished with it. After the 4 rakats also, let us read the tasbihat. Let us make some dua. Let us engage in, not just that quickly we just want to finish. Like we just want to win a race or something. And we just want to beat other people, like it is common. The most biggest crowd will be where the earliest Taraweeh is. And the biggest crowd is where the fastest Taraweeh. Whereas Taraweeh, once in a year we get the opportunity. And most of us, our own Quran Sharif is weak. But yeah, when we read, usually Alhamdulillah, the reciters, generally everywhere, good readers. At least we can listen to one whole Quran Sharif, a Sahih Quran Sharif. Yes. And then of course, everywhere, there are the Sami'een, those who listen for mistakes. So if there is any mistake, they take out the mistakes. And Alhamdulillah, that if something still wasn't right, the next day they will repeat it. At least one Quran Sharif, our own reading is weak. We slip up, we make mistakes. We can get one proper Quran Sharif, at least free of charge, listening to it. So, and live we listen. not on the radio or something, yet in the proper way, sunnat way, we get the opportunity. So we should do it with passion, with desire, not a burden upon us. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and appreciate our whole life is so valuable, this very short life we got. And we have to prepare for a time which is, there's no end to that life. We have to prepare to save ourselves from Jahannam completely. Not even 1 second that we enter into Jahannam. And we have to make that effort now. And that we enter into Jannat and forever and ever we stay in, we have got this short life of 60, 70 years. Where can we waste it in other things? And where this precious times, and like Ramadan, one of the great things of Ramadan, which Jibreel alayhi salam made the dua, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Ameen, a person who finds Ramadan and he doesn't get his forgiveness done. In other words, Allah has put so much of, for every person, the worst sinner, the most unmindful person, Allah has made the month of Ramadan a source for him also to get his complete forgiveness done. So it is for all of us, so we have to value it. Work upon our family people also, and every aspect of Ramadan, such a valuable month, the rewards of actions are multiplied, compounded so greatly. We can't imagine, nothing in the world can yield the profits what a deen can yield for us. In all times, every aspect of deen. And the month of Ramadan is the prime month, the greatest month. Allah make it that we all look forward to it. Those who don't know it's the month, we try and make them aware. Those who know, even us, that we try and make them really conscious. That what is the value, how much we have to devote ourselves for this month. And then there are those of us, may Allah forbid and save us, and we have to work on ourselves, on others also, who look at the month as a month of dislike, because of all the prohibitions. Now I can't eat my food as I want to. Now I can't do the things, because in Ramadan, everyone, the society generally still, alhamdulillah, our society, there are many things that we wouldn't do in Ramadan, which we'll do out of Ramadan. How many places, the family, just by, like, understood, TV, we won't put it on. Now everyone is craving for the day that the Ramadan can get finished and the TV can get on again. Or other things also. So, Allah Ta'ala, to build within ourselves, realize the value and the eagerness to look forward to Ramadan. Not to think of it as a month of a burden. We have to keep rozas, we have to make taraweeh, and to do anything for your beloved. A person enjoys doing it for his beloved. When a person is getting married, buying the clothes which his beloved will like him to wear. To make the bedroom, to make the house, how the beloved will like it, the bride. The bride is preparing herself on that side, how my husband will like me to be. And look forward to that day. This is the month where for Allah Ta'ala. Allah is beautifying Jannah for us for all the time. And what Allah has kept in store for the believers, and for especially for Rosa, what Allah Ta'ala has kept in store. So we also, if we look at it, with that, if somebody has prepared a wonderful occasion for you, the reception and everything, and you are like not interested at all, you don't take notice about anything, how will that person feel? Allah has prepared all this. Ramadan is that guest which Allah Ta'ala is sending to us, and a guest which is coming to stay with us. And really, those who will honor, if any guest comes to us, we try and host the guest, We try and do what we can. This is the greatest host, guest that is coming. And we, the hostage of this is not to feed the month of Ramadan. Not that we engage in our feeding and our feasting. Feeding is good. The poor, the necessary, very good that we feed them. And that is required. But not the feasting that we go into. The month of Ramadan, feels it is appreciated when there was we did for the month of Ramadan, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, du'as, all the ibadat, tawbah, istighfar, all that what is required. We do all that, Ramadan becomes happy with us. And when Ramadan will leave, and Ramadan is going to stay, so to say, whether we keep Ramadan in our main bedroom, we give our bedroom, so to say, to Ramadan, or whether we put it in a servant's quarter outside, or in the fowl run, that we don't have any interest in it. It will stay the whole month in any case. And it will leave also. But how it's going to leave? Like that guest who stayed by us, and we respected, honored, we didn't do what we want to do for the month, but what the guest wanted us to do for the guest. And we went out of our way to please the guest. The day when of Eid, that is really what is Eid. When Ramadan will leave us, on the first, when the moon is sighted for Eid, that is the time the month will leave us again. And for 11 months, and who knows, we know we are hearing cases of people who are passing away. We are right at the doorstep of Ramadan. Today, Allah ma grant maghfirat, one couple passed away, motor car accident, young people. Husband and wife passed away. So we don't know who is still going to go. And even in how many of us will get the full month. So let us look forward to it and let us appreciate it and try and build this environment in the house. For that to read Fadail-e Ramadan. For that to read Akabir, the Ramadan of our Akabir, how they looked forward to it. And really this month, Allah has really packed it with real jams and such things for us. The amount of reward for every nafal, Allah makes it equal to a farad. Every farad, Allah multiplies it by 70. Allahu Akbar. Our whole lifetime's nafal ibadat, namazes, the tahajjud, ishraq, awabin, salatul hajj, salatul tawbah, whole life's nafal. How much? And one nafal namaz is so valuable. The two nafals after zuhr's faras, two sunnat muakkada, two nafal. That two nafal, a palace is built in Jannah. For all the other nafals also, the rewards are so great. But the whole life's nafal can't equal two rakats of faras. Two rakats of faras are fajr namaz. So how valuable is not that faras? And then that faras in Ramadan becomes like 70 faras. Allah has given us this opportunity. In everything, we should try and take more care in our istinja also. Make it properly. Let us do what is called istibra, that we make sure the last drops also are gone out. We try and pay more attention to our wudu also, not just a slap dash wudu anyway. Hadraji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali once made wudu on his way to the masjid. Then he thought, I forgot to make khilal of my fingers, which we can say mustahab, sunnah. Then he thought, if there is a deficiency in my wudu, there will be a deficiency in my namaz. So he went back and repeated his wudu again. So like that, how much care they took. And this is for ordinary, for Ramadan, even much more. One time in Barbados, Hadraji Rahmatullah Ali went, and Asr namaz, he got delayed for some reason, and he must say Takbir-e-Ula. After namaz, he took a very deep sigh, and he said that, I don't know whenever I didn't get my Takbir-e-Ula. So how much they may appreciate at every aspect. For Ramadan, we try our namazes with Takbir-e-Ula, that we don't become masbook. We don't miss one rakat also. Usually, Zohar, Sunnahs, good people also, we make our four Sunnah Muakkada after the Farz. We got late. We just managed it for the Namaz. Or we missed one, two rakat.
Then after that, and many of us ask the masala also. Masala, we read my 2 sunnati muakkada first, or my 4 sunnati muakkada first. So we have to read our 2 sunnat first, then we read the 4. But why let the occasion arise also? And all what we know, that the, and this is an attitude which has come into us, that it's nafal, it's sunnat. And the reason for the knowledge of this is not to underestimate it, but the reason for it is to see the virtue and become more eager to do it. But today we have taken it the opposite, that it's a nafal, so it doesn't matter. Whereas the nafal, it should be like Abu Zur give great beautiful examples. When we want to eat also, then if somebody just gives us the faraz, if we are guessed by somebody and they just give the just rice, it's sufficient. You don't need even the curry, you don't even need some soup or anything else with it. Just that, somebody just gives you pap, you're going to fill yourself. I just put bread with no jam, no butter, no tea, nothing for your breakfast. So that's quite in order, but we want all the extras. But for our deen, there we and one shortage, like even we go in Jamaat and somebody hosted us and there was something that wasn't, afterwards we talk that today there wasn't this year, there wasn't that there. But we just want to suffice on the faraz and all the nafal to sit and come before Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh. Every namaz he should come early and he should sit. And after namaz, sit again. Somebody asked him, Hadrat, you so much engaged in deeni work and here you come and sit. He says that the du'as of the malaika, to take the du'as of the malaika. How much yaqeen they had. And what a great occasion to get the du'as of the malaika. Our own du'as, we know we are weak, we are sinful. Allah is most kind, He will accept inshallah. But we know, but the du'a of the malaika, and on so simple acts, we get the du'as of the malaika. So Allah Ta'ala, and our namaz is also the quality we try and improve in this month. And the quantity also. It mustn't be that we are making things less. Our tahajjud namaz, we are getting up for sehri. Just a matter of getting 5 minutes early up, we can manage at least 2 rakats of tahajjud. Allah give us tawfiq of the. And with all the namazes also, usually everywhere, after namaz, also we find that after namaz, after Isha namaz, how many of us, good people, will go out of the masjid and we are busy talking there. And that noise that is made and disturbs the malaika also. And disturbs the musallis also. And we are just talking there. What was that real soul matter of iman and kufr that we have to go out and we have to so urgently. And all that noise. So that also, let us, our namazes, try and be early, sit a little while, make some zikr, tilawat, as though something that we like, that we don't want to give up, not something that we rushing to the masjid for the last, just the last we are in the masjid, and the first we are out. A mu'min is like a fish in the water in the masjid. That is how we should be. And a munafiq is like a bird in a cage. That we just want to get out. We feel uneasy in the masjid. No, Allah Ta'ala make it. And the month of Ramadan, as it comes in the hadith, if my ummah knew what this month of Ramadan was, they will wish the whole year must be Ramadan. If we will think, then we think, whole year I have to keep rozas, etc. But those who know the value, they really will wish. So Allah make it that we look forward to this month in every aspect and aspire, we go with eagerness. If Ramadan comes to us as a guest and we receive the guest, and when the guest is coming, the door is locked. And now they're knocking and knocking, phoning, hooting. And finally when we give them some attention, now we are looking for the key. And now we can't find the key. And the guest is still waiting there. How will that guest feel? And then in the, when we do the groom, we show the guest also all in a muddle and all dirty. Nothing is right there. How will that guest feel? So Ramadan, which is what a great guest. No guest can be like the guest of Ramadan. And this guest is so kind, so big-hearted, goes to every mu'min's house. To the rich and to the poor, to the pious and those who are not pious, it will be going to everyone. The question is, how are we going to receive this guest? If I'm a very poor person also, no problem also. Ramadan comes there and we receive Ramadan, keeping the rozas properly, making our taraweeh, our tilawat, which is the main the ibadat, extra ibadat of this month, as much tilawat as we can make during this month. And all the other things also, the zikr in this month, everything, and very important, our islah. As our buzurgs, they made this month sort of a whole year for islah. But they gave special attention for this month for islah. So much so that the Darul Uloom systems also all, during the month of Ramadan, all are closed. Now this ibadat is the most, the ibadat also, and the islah to make our islah. This is the ideal occasion to make our complete islah. And it is as though Allah is with us all the time. So to build our connection, Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَحْنَ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ I'm more closer to you than your jugular vein, than your life. So close Allah, and we just have to reach Allah. And so to say in Ramadan, Allah has even come more closer. Allah, Ramadan, Allah has offered us. Quran, Allah has offered us. Allah has offered Himself to us in this month. It is for us just to now grab and take hold. And if we make the value of this, it's going to go right through the next Ramadan. And then as Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, a person who spends his life like how Ramadan must be spent, his mort will come how Eid comes to that person. Then Eid will, or mort will be a thing that we will look forward to. Not that we try and avoid mort and with the things which can't stop mort. Wearing a mask is not going to stop mort. And distancing ourselves from people is not going to stop mort to come. Mort is going to come, and a person in fact will be eager for mort. He will look forward to mort. In the battle of Badr, where the Sahaba, even Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, wore their armor, etc. One Sahabi, what Allah inspired him with, he came and asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what is the act that will make Allah laugh? Allah, as the East comes riwayat, Allah also laughs. But if what he meant, which will make Allah extremely happy, more than what you can call happy. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, it is to take out your armor and go and fight and become shaheed. Immediately he did that. So just see how much jazba they have. Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us appreciate this great month and let us make the best of it. Allah, we all make dua for one another. I am most muhtaj. We all make dua for me. We make dua. All of us make dua. That the whole ummah can appreciate this month and we can get the whole tables change of the condition of the ummah in this one month. May Allah give. Duas are readily accepted in this month. Allah's rahmat is coming down in torrents in this month. Allah give us all the salvation. Subhanallah.